Wow, what a beautiful day, an amazing day. This day is a day I will never forget in my life. First of all, I want to thank First Lady Mrs. George Bush for giving us this opportunity to be here, to share our life, what's happening in our life. Sometimes when we share with people, it looks like you don't care by yourself. You share with somebody. And this opportunity is amazing to me. I want to thank US government, what you did in our life. Maybe you don't know exactly what you did, but God who are in heaven, He knows what you did. Maybe refugees, everyone that will not give you, have the opportunity to thank you. But on behalf of all the refugees, I can say thank you. And I want to thank Sasha Chanov. He's here with us. The one who was sent to be evacuated us in the death camp. My story is a little bit different with the other people. It's similar because some people escaped in the runway. But us, we was arrested from our house. You see, we were the place we were live, we were just five family. And all of us, we was arrested. And I want to thank my brother Kigabo, who are here with me. He's there. Who sacrificed everything in Benin, his document, to come to enjoy me. And I want to thank Mapendo International, who helped the refugees through you. You support Mapendo International to help the thousands of people. I want to share a little bit my story, even if maybe it's not enough time. My story, in 1998, it was genocide. When a genocide happened in Rwanda, I never thought it can be happening in Congo. But in 1998, the genocide started in Congo. All of us, Tutsi, we were shocked to see all the people from different provinces were arrested. And by myself, the government giving me short notice. They tell me how the government president said to kill all the Tutsi because he was on TV. You see, the world was so small. You look, everyone, you don't know what to do because all the people, it was the Congolese people. And the police came to my house. They say, okay, you see, you have a TV in your house? And I say, yes. Did you see how they are do for Tutsi? And I say, yes. But we ask you if you can give us money. We can help you. And I was willing to give to them, but they didn't take it because it was an order from the president. And the next day, just the police show up, the soldier with three trucks in my house. I was arrested and my family, my husband was killed. I don't know how to paint that picture. To see you have everything and you lost everything in 1 minute. And it is not easy to explain to you to see somebody you love. They are taking all the men because we were arrested with all men. All the men you see in your eyes, how they go to kill them. It was not easy. But we thank God who saved our life. We found out in death camp, it was not to be saved, it was just to be killed. Every day, the camp chose some people. People sitting next to you, took them care outside. When you are listening, and every day we will say we will be the next one. But that time, my husband was killed. I was pregnant for 1 month. Maybe it was not enough. And with 7 children and death came, believe me, that was no close, was not a worry, was not anything, just slept and cement with God. Every day, God with guns, when we went to use the restroom, and the soldier caught guns in your head. In case if you escape, they can shoot you. It was not easy. When I was pregnant, and my body began to tie off, no one day they bought even clothes. For 16 months, I've been in prison to give us kids. My friend were killed, and I saw the kids. I remember my friend, they took her to the hospital. She never come back, 2 women. She left 3 months in my eyes. The baby cried for hungry, 3 months, in the eyes of a government. And that baby, until he passed away in my eyes. Those cries in my heart, and I will never forget that. And when I gave birth to the twins, almost when I feel it's last than my life, I was angry for God. But I decided to ask God forgiveness and in order to die in God's hands. And I ask God to forgive all the enemies, what they have done for me. And when I gave birth to the twins, no one day when I was pregnant, they accepted to go to visit the doctor. Imagine no one in vaccination. In that camp, people, the place kids use restroom, is same place they sleep. It was an unbelievable situation. The kids began to have diarrhea of blood. Until something came at the bottom, we was using like the tomato leaves to stick inside because it was open. The kids cannot hold anything. To keep it maybe can be closed. It was a horrible situation. And that when I gave birth to the twins, I named after the commanders the names when the people who was killed my husband. And to see how I can save my baby's life. And to show them, I'm not your enemy. I love you. No one can name her child her enemy. And for that it was different experience. And before that, when I gave it to birth, it was in dark, no light for 1 day. With the kids, 7 kids, no room, no clothes, and cement. I thank God who done those miracles in my life. I cut the umbilical cord with wood, stick, bloody place. And I took the piece of my hair, I tied them in case they cannot breathe. Those in a refugee camp, I was able to manage my kids, sing a good song for them, encourage them, and after forgiveness, I just encourage other refugees, say this is not time to give up. Never give up, because I think if we die, but anyway, I was wished to be killed before my kids. And I got to sing that song for you. I will sing for my kids. I will give you some copy. He said, Jesus is my refuge, is my rock and my good friend. Yesu niwe nihishemo yambere y'ubuhungiro tamwanzi wantera ubwoba yambere y'ubuhungiro umwami nikitwa This song I was singing to my baby. Say, Jesus is my rock. When is it dark, he's my light. When it's raining, he's my umbrella. He's my rock, he's my rock. I will never leave the place he is, because no one was there for me except him. It was unbelievable situation, and God, he delivered us for those. If I said that life refugees, I don't want anyone to tell me, because it's picture in my heart. It's a picture. Like women, we have a lot of things we need in our life, but you know, one day. When I think about refugee in camp, it's a picture always in my heart. And when I came, I never forgot the people I left behind. I said, at least my baby can have a little bit of food. I can cry with those kids who lost their parents in my eyes. I can share with the other widow to buy the little clothes with them. It's good for me to support other people. And through you, I supported them. I came to United States without any penny. Any dime. But look who I am today, through you. I have 10 kids, widow woman, government provide everything for me, renting a house for me, provide the medical for me, give my kids the opportunity to go to school. I will never forget what America have done for life of a refugee, especially for me. I will never forget. And please, don't give up to help the refugees. Don't forget Somalia. Don't forget Darfur. Don't forget the Congolese. My people, they're still in danger, even in refugee camp in Burundi. In 2004, they attacked the refugee camp. They killed 166 in the refugee camp. If I wish somebody to look life for Tutsi in Congo, I saw my pastor. He was born, they put his leg up at the fire until he was dead. And the other, they took the skin from his hair. They put the salt. They put him in sun. Which one? Nothing they have done because how they look like. Other one, they put like the sharp something tree, and they hang up him, and the tree come out. Those is the picture. If you think the life is for refugee, you don't know. And I want to say, God bless you for all you've done for us. Maybe we will never thank you enough, but don't give up. Just make America to be America. I call this country the country for refuge. is a people, place you cannot have a home to live. Always call America your home. And I became a U.S. citizen. It's amazing. I came here without speaking any language, just two words, yes and no. I believe maybe you cannot understand everything when I said, but you can have a clue what I am saying. And I thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here. And thank you so much for what you have done. Thank you for invite. Don't forget and don't give up. Thank you so much.